Today's gospel, of course, is the visitation. Yesterday, we had the Annunciation, where Mary received the message from the angel Gabriel. And now today, she does something about it. And what does she do? She goes to her dear cousin Elizabeth, who lives in Judah, which is hundreds of kilometers from Nazareth, where Mary would have received the message, travels there in haste, it says. Why in haste? Because Mary has received a mission. That Mary has received the Christ child in her very being. And now what does she do? She goes in haste to tell and visit her dear cousin Elizabeth. I think what this gospel reveals to you and to me is that when we have received, in a sense, a mission, we carry out that mission in haste, which means to say we do it readily, we do it speedily, we do it because there's a certain urgency in our life. Every single baptized Christian has received a mission. It is not something that just priests and nuns and deacons do. It is something that every single Christian does because they're baptized. It's something that every single mom and dad does because they're moms and dads. It's something every single husband and wife does because they're husbands and wives. When we have received our mission and we know what that is, we do it with tremendous haste. We do it with great urgency. We do it like Mary did it. So we have to be asking ourselves a very basic question. What's my mission? And if I don't think I have one, then I've been buying into a lie. And if I'm not sure what that is in my life, then I know what to be praying about. Because I, in a certain sense, need to receive that mission from God. And then, like Mary, to do it with great haste. It's something for you and for me to consider. Let's look to Mary. Let's do it with urgency. Let's do it with tremendous haste.